Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Ventura County is fortunate to have Naval Base Ventura County as such an economic powerhouse for the region, and equally blessed to have so many veterans choosing to stay here in the region after their years of service. We want these men and women to have every opportunity to translate their military experience and skills into the private sector. With us today are two industry leaders who can provide key insights regarding the veterans' resources and services available to start a new career. In studio this morning, we have Captain Kirk Lagerquist, Chief Staff Officer, Naval Base Ventura County, and WDB member, Workforce Development Board. Also, Norman Albances, WB Administration Manager. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. Now, if we may, Captain, if we could start off with you, let's talk about numbers. How many veterans are in Ventura County?
Last count, there's about 39,000 veterans based here in Ventura County.
That's a remarkable number. When you think the population is about 850, that 39,000 people. Now, do we find most of them actually spent part of their tour here? Did they come here? I guess once you pass through this area, and we do get bragging rights, this is a beautiful place to live. For example, where are you from?
Originally from Maine.
Maine.
Yes.
That's far from here, if my geography serves me right.
They're getting dumped on with snow right now.
All of that. So you found yourself here, and you kind of liked it. How many times through?
This is actually my third tour here. So first time back in 95, again in 06, and now I found myself back, and certainly can't beat the weather here.
How many places have you seen through your
this
tour?
Is in almost 25 years, this is my 14th move.
14th. And this is the place, would you choose to live here permanently?
That is the plan.
See, so look at that. Number one out of 14. That is awesome. Well, it's great to have you here, and thank you for your service. Also, Norman, what does Ventura County feel? What are the potential gaps in meeting the reemployment needs of recently discharged service members? And what programs are available for them?
Yeah, so despite the strong work ethic that veterans have, it's really hard for veterans to find a position in the civilian workforce. One of the barriers that they might face is skills translation. So veterans have to be able to translate their military skills into civilian terms. So to help fill these gaps, the County of Ventura was awarded nearly $500,000 by the State of California Employment Development Department to implement the Ventura County Veterans Employment and Training Success Program, or VCVETS. VC Vets is open to all veterans who serve in the armed forces and need assistance with reintegrating into the community upon discharge from the military. The VC Vets program will put focus on to veterans with employment barriers, such as veterans with disabilities, veterans who are experiencing homelessness, veterans who are justice involved, low income, women veterans, or veterans who are minorities. The program is set to launch this month, and we're actively looking for veterans who need help finding employment. So if you know or a veteran who is interested, please call or visit the America's Job Center of California.
And what bigger tragedy is there? We don't like to see any homeless issues, but when you have a veteran that's homeless, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
You know, serve your country, then you can't find a place to live. We've got to take care of that issue. Captain, I'd like to ask you a couple of things here, because a lot of it is our ignorance as civilians. When we look at the type of skills veterans have that would give them an edge when applying for a civilian career, and how are service members encouraged to transfer their skills into the private sector? Because I look at that and I think, okay, that's great. You drove a tank, or you did. But my level of knowledge of what somebody might learn in the military is extremely limited. So what skills do you gain, do you see people gain?
Right. There's obviously our enlisted folks, our officers, you know, they fly aircraft, drive boats, submarines. So they've got a lot of technical skills, how to repair those aircraft and ships, how to work on weapon systems. Locally here in Ventura County, we're the home of the West Coast CB, so a lot of construction trades. And those translate very well into the civilian sector. And then, of course, we have our air station over at Point Magoo, so a lot of aircraft-related skills there. In addition to that, we have a lot of support skills. So we run a couple of different galleys on base, so we've got a lot of cooks. We run our barracks, so we've got, hospitality-type skills there. Another thing that a lot of folks in the military are thrust into leadership positions early on in their career. And so having those leadership skills at an early age is helps translate well to the civilian side. From day one, we're forced into how to follow directions. And so based on these experiences, there's also a lot of self-discipline, motivation, and drive from military folks. Ability to meet deadlines and execute under pressure. Also the ability to work with others. So, you know, it's kind of a melting pot of society. We come from all over the United States and the world, for that matter, and a variety of experiences. We've all served in different places. And so be able to come together as a team and work together. As far as how do you translate those, I mean, you know, some skills obviously translate better than others. Obviously, as you mentioned, tank drivers does not translate well to
I'm on Indeed.com. It never comes up.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, we would like one here, by the way.
But, you know, I would encourage veterans to apply their strengths, as I mentioned, those teamwork experiences, how to follow directions, organizational skills, assess the skill set they do have and be adaptable.
I think the outside-the-box thinking is one of the biggest deals, because a CV who's dropped somewhere and has to make an airport.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of using what you have and going with it, dealing with different climates. The other thing that I like, even when you go off to university or college, a lot of times you tend to find like-minded people because of your major, because of your interests. But in the military, as you pointed out, you're going to get somebody from Maine, somebody from Florida, Midwest, everywhere, different races, men or women, and you're suddenly put together and you must make a team instantly. So having somebody like that in your workplace, it seems to be a huge, huge benefit. So that's excellent to see, that type of capability. Now, Norman, from your perspective as Workforce Development Board professional, how does a business benefit from hiring a veteran? What are some of the strong points for this?
Yeah, so in addition to the skills and talents that veterans bring to the company, like the leadership, all the soft skills that were mentioned, businesses that hire eligible unemployed veterans can take advantage of what's called a Work Opportunity Tax Credit, or WOTC. The Work Opportunity Tax Credit promotes hiring of individuals who qualify as members of target groups such as unemployed veterans by providing a federal tax credit incentive of up to $9,600 for employers who hire them. The State of California Employment Development Department is the WOTC certifying agency for California businesses. So businesses can apply easily through the state's electronic WOTC system. And the system increases efficiency in processing new application and decreases the waiting period for approval, so they can get those tax credits faster.
Excellent. So let's talk to both of you about this one. I'll start off with the captain. What is Naval Base Ventura County and Ventura County doing to help transition our veterans into the workforce? One of the things, the military still does have a bit of a responsibility, I would think. Like, okay, you're done. You served your country. You did right. Bye-bye. So generally, does the Naval Base Ventura County have something as somebody transitions, especially going from here into the high rents, the high mortgages that we have? Let's start from there. What happens for a veteran?
We do. So all transitioning sailors, whether they're getting out after their first hitch, whether it's 4 years or transitioning at like 10 years or retiring at 20 plus, are afforded the opportunity to attend what we call a TAP program, which is Transition Assistance Program. And in that, it's typically a 3 to 5 day class. They learn resume writing, interviewing skills, how they can translate their military skills to the civilian sector, and then how to navigate the hiring process. Additionally, throughout their time in the military, most folks are also continuing to get continuing education in a variety of skills as well, whether it's, related to their trade or leadership-type skills. And then lastly, on base, we have our Fleet and Family Service Center, and they provide classes year-round on subjects such as resume writing, financial planning, home buying, and other life skills. And we employ many experts over there at the Fleet and Family Service Center, and they provide a great support to our transitioning military members.
Norman, the transition?
Yeah, so veterans can go to any of the America's Job Centers of California that they can find here in the county, which are administered through the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County through the County of Ventura. The America's Job Centers provide quality services so that veterans, workers, job seekers, businesses, and the like can conveniently help find the help that they need under one roof. The services include assessment of skills, abilities, aptitudes and needs, assistance with employment and unemployment insurance, access to employment services, labor market information, career counseling, job search and job placement assistance, and it's all at no cost.
Sounds pretty good. So let's do a quick wrap up here first, Captain. What would you say to the person considering a career in the military, and then say to the business owner out there that might be needing a hire? So for the young men and women who are ending their high school career, thinking about going to university, why would choosing the military be a good choice? Siri didn't get my question, but I'm sure the captain understood it thoroughly.
Personally, it's been a great experience. I ended up getting college paid for and then getting a master's degree paid for as well by the Navy. And so that coupled with the experience I've gained throughout my career has helped, will set me up well post-Navy. And I think that can be said for anyone who decides to join. And again, I think you learn those leadership and responsibility, accountability that, I think employers will be looking for.
Norman, what would you like to wrap with?
So if any veterans or eligible spouses or families, if they need any assistance in finding employment or transitioning from the military into civilian life, please reach out to the America's Job Center of California. We can help with those services at no cost, and we have staff that are willing and able to help.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in here, and we'll have the link up on our KVTA Facebook page for a one-stop link to veteran services available in Ventura County, California. Go to VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com/veterans or call 805-288-8400. 805-288-8400. If you are interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.